News Radio WTAM 1100. This is Bill Wills, Tech, Kids, and Your Apps. Derek Meister, the geek of the Geek Squad, joins me this morning. Derek, good morning. Look, some parents, maybe when they were kids, their parents could listen in on the phone and just see who they were talking to, and you could lock the door at night and know that nobody's, you know, and your kids are going to be separated from. But now with the internet, that doesn't stop. There's connection all the time, everywhere. And as a parent, you have to be mindful of that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, teens have been using technology to get together for decades now, from the old party lines to the mid-90s and early 2000s, chat rooms and that sort of thing. And apps now, especially with kids having access to tablets and smartphones, especially young teens, that's something that you want to kind of go through and both understand what kind of apps are out there, but also, you know, partner with your kids and really, you know, make sure that you're both kind of agreeing to what those boundaries are going to be.
Look, Derek and I aren't telling you how to parent, but we are telling you ought to be aware of some stuff that's on the smartphone. So, I mean, if anything, just to be a better informed parent. I always thought when the parents and grandparents got to Facebook, the kids moved to Twitter. When the parents and grandparents got to Twitter, the kids went to Snapchat. And now they figured out Snapchat, so the kids are going someplace else. Where are they going now? Is it a lot of apps about video still nowadays, Derek?
Yeah, there's a couple different kind of categories that kids are getting into their modern social media. Video messaging apps are still really popular. You know, just like you said, things like Snapchat and that sort of thing are still out there. But there are new apps like Marco Polo, House Party, and Fire Chat. Marco Polo, for example, it kind of touts itself like a video walkie-talkie. You make a video, you send it. In response, your send makes a video, and then you kind of make this queue where these videos keep getting added. It is a closed messaging platform. That means friends can invite their friends, but in theory, that also means that your kids could be talking to strangers because friends of friends kind of thing. The other thing about that is that videos are kind of easily deleted, so one of the things that sometimes, unfortunately, can happen is that you know, teenagers and young kids can find themselves being sexually harassed, bullied, that sort of thing. It's possible for that person perpetrating that to delete the video so that you don't have proof. So, again, it is one of those things that usually most of these app creators will say that they do take steps to handle any reports, as well as trying proactive steps to try to protect. But just like anything else, you know, with your kids, it is something that you do want to make sure that you're on top of that with them.
Yeah, here's another app. If you've got a teenager, say, hey, have you ever used Yellow? And they'll look at you. It's a Tinder for tweens, I am told, in a way.
Yeah, you swipe right if you want to become friends with someone, swipe left if you don't, and it does use a geolocator, so it, you know, tries to find people in your area. They say that there's a 13-age minimum requirement on that, just like anything else. There's really, unfortunately, no way to verify that. And again, it is one of those things that concern isn't just your kid getting on that, but also in terms of cyberbullying, people creating false profiles with a schoolmate's name. So, again, it's the kind of thing that you do want to kind of keep talking with your teens about, you know, kind of give them the tips about these things and just make them aware.
One other, and there's an article that we'll link to if you follow me on Twitter, at Bill Wills, WTAM. Some of these anonymous apps. I mean, you've already mentioned cyberbullying a couple times. It is a problem.
Yeah, anonymous apps and the anonymous internet, you know, a lot of people have probably heard about this type of thing earlier for adults, things like Secret, Post-Secret Whisper, where people would, you know, share gossip about companies and coworkers. These are now designed more for kids after school, say at me, Monkey Ask FM. Again, it's not just the stuff that your kids may be sharing with other people, but things other people may be sharing with about your kids. And one thing that I absolutely recommend for parents, there's a great site out there called safekids.com. They actually have three contracts that you really may want to look at and consider actually using with your kids. There's one for young kids, there's one for teens, and one for parents. And it kind of really helps create rules and kind of guidelines for that online behavior.
What's the site again?
It's safekids.com. Okay. I did tweet that out, so it is on Twitter right now. And, you know, for rules like, for example, for young kids, pledge number one, I will not give out personal information such as my address, telephone number, parents' work address, telephone number, et cetera. Two, I'll tell my parents right away if I come across any information that makes me feel uncomfortable. And it kind of goes through there. And, you know, it also has, you know, what the parents are going to agree to. You can even print them out as little PDFs and have the kids sign them. That way you have, you know, that literal contract that they know what the rules are.
Right.
And it's just a great site overall. It's got, you know, a whole bunch of tips about helping to keep your kids safe, tips for literally the kids themselves, as well as you as a parent. And again, I just tweeted it out, so the link is out there for you.
Agent Derek Meister, the geek at the Geek Squad. Follow him on Twitter, Agent3012. Good info, parents knowing about apps your kids are using. Derek, I appreciate the time this morning, pal.